Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, July 21st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in locating a boat that was reported stolen from the Gulf View area yesterday around 1:30 in the morning. The boat is described as a 2017 Blue Wave 2400 Pure Bay 24-foot bay boat with a 250-horsepower Yamaha outboard motor. Vessel registration is FL4286RL, and the trailer tag is ISUP62. Once again, that information is FL4286RL for the vessel registration, and the trailer tag is ISUP62. If you know of any information, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, you can always call Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Crime Stoppers tips may be eligible for a cash reward. Pictures of the boat and trailer are available on the Hardy County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Your local events, Main Street Wauchula invites you to cool down with some of the hottest films this summer with a summer movie series at the historic City Hall. The film playing tomorrow will be Raya and the Last Dragon, the new Disney film. Admission is free, concessions start at $1, and the film starts at 10 a.m. The historic City Hall is located at 225 East Main Street in Wauchula. They'd also like to thank the sponsors of the summer movie series, First National Bank of Wauchula, Mosaic, and Ciceroni. For more information, call 863-767-0330. And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is accepting donations of notebook paper, pens, and pencils during the month of July for Hardy Senior High School. If you're wanting to donate, supplies can be given to any on-duty Sheriff's Patrol deputy, or they can be dropped off in the front lobby of the Sheriff's Office at 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula. Your jobs here in the area, the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office is looking for school crossing guards. A Florida driver's license, high school diploma, and U.S. work authorization are required. Florida Beef Incorporated is looking for production workers. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of manufacturing experience are preferred. And Florican ESA LLC is looking for a warehouse material handler. A high school diploma or GED and the ability to safely operate a forklift or skid steer are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hardymidday, whichever you find easiest. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. It'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 100, partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Wind south at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is 63%, extremely humid. The dew point 74, cloud cover 30%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:47 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms late in the morning. Numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. South winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west in the afternoon with a 70% chance of rain and heat index values up to 107. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-70s. West winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Thursday, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, west winds around 5 miles an hour with a 50% chance of rain. And Thursday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows in the mid-70s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Farm Bureau will celebrate Florida agriculture and football with two premier Ag Day celebrations this fall. The Home Field Agvantage celebrations will kick off September 4th at the University of Florida versus Florida Atlantic game. The celebration will continue at the Florida State and Louisville game September 25th. These inaugural tailgate events are free and will provide fans a complete interactive agriculture experience with different products grown around the Sunshine State. Other highlights include live music, food samples, and family-friendly activities. The ethanol industry can overcome two recent adverse court decisions, but it will take legislative and regulatory actions to do so. Agriculture.com reports the rulings, one from the Supreme Court and one from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, deal with extending small refinery exemptions of ethanol blending requirements and the summertime sale of gas with 15% blend of ethanol. Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper says our outlook remains bright, despite what the headlines and our opponents would like us to believe. Dr. Jane Marie Hennebell has been appointed as Georgia's next state veterinarian, succeeding Dr. Robert Cobb, who retired last month. According to MorningAgClips.com, Hennebell has served as assistant state veterinarian since 2016. Hennebell will oversee the Animal Health Division of the Georgia Department of Agriculture while managing staff veterinarians and animal disease investigations as they arise.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional AgriPort. The North American Meat Institute, which represents the majority of America's meat and poultry producers and processors, has unveiled its plan for a sustainable future. Tiffany Lee is the Director of Regulatory and Scientific Affairs for the North American Meat Institute.
We represent companies that slaughter animals for meat products, also companies that put meat products through further processing, such as the companies that produce deli meats, salamis, things like that. So we represent all the companies that are actively engaged in the packing and processing community.
The organization has partnered with the National Corn Growers Association, the National Pork Producers Council, and the Beef Alliance, along with several other industry groups, in unveiling a protein pact for the people, animals, and climate of tomorrow. It calls the effort the first joint initiative of its kind, designed to accelerate momentum and verify progress toward global sustainable development goals across all animal protein sectors. The group also released a draft sustainability plan it says encompasses more than 100 metrics, developed in collaboration with sustainability experts and supply chain partners. It hopes to get feedback from stakeholders on its areas of focus, including efforts to optimize contributions to healthy land, air, and water, produce safe products without exception, and support a diverse workforce.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Home builders picked up the pace last month.
Residential construction jumped 6.3% nationwide in June, rising enough in the West and South to offset declines in the Northeast and the Midwest. At the same time, applications for building permits, a gauge of future activity, fell 5.1%. Applications declined in all parts of the country.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Stocks finishing higher following a rout the day before brought on by concerns about the spread of the more contagious variant of the COVID-19 virus. The Dow gained 550 points to close at 34,511. The NASDAQ was ahead 223 to 14,498. The S&P 500 up 64 points to 4,323. New York oil rose 90 cents, closing at $67.32 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, John Lester pitched 7 scoreless innings and homered. Juan Soto hit 2 home runs, and the Washington Nationals routed the Miami Marlins 18-1. Lester turned in his longest outing of the season, allowing 6 hits while striking out 7 without a walk. Lester hit his 4th career home run and added a single for his 4th career multi-hit game. Other winners in the National League included the New York Mets, the Arizona Diamondbacks. It was also San Francisco and St. Louis winning. San Diego and Atlanta was postponed. In the American League, winners were Baltimore, Detroit, Boston, Houston, and Oakland. The Minnesota Twins and Chicago White Sox split a doubleheader, the Twins winning the first game 3-2, while the White Sox came back to win game 2 5-3. This is SRN Sports. In NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys are returning to California for training camp after staying home last year because of the pandemic. The Cowboys finished 6-10 and missed the playoffs. The offense is healthy again, led by Dak Prescott. The star quarterback signed a $160 million four-year contract after a gruesome ankle injury ended his 2020 season in Week 5. Bill Cowher's long road from journeyman linebacker to Pro Football Hall of Famer is complete. The former Pittsburgh Steelers coach will be inducted into the Hall of Fame next month, 15 years after his coaching career ended. And ESPN has finally landed Peyton Manning as a Monday Night Football commentator. Walt Disney Company announced a partnership with Manning and his Omaha Productions Company, in which Peyton and Eli Manning will be part of a Monday Night Football megacast for 10 games a year. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I was told to put ketchup on the grocery list, so I did. Now I'm being told they can't read it anymore. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.